see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Did you catch the game last? Kristen, we've got to talk a little basketball. Mark, right? We just can't help ourselves, you know. It was 'tis the season.
This is it.
Saw a great women's tournament. Saw a great men's tournament, and culminating last night with the overpowering UConn team.
Weren't they
taking what's theirs?
Yeah, right. That's for sure.
I mean, wow.
I just feel poor San Diego couldn't. Just couldn't get over the hump.
On the one hand, poor San Diego State. On the other hand, amazing season, making it all the way to the national championship game. A little school out of San Diego that showed some might. That's for sure. Made the tournament really interesting. You know, if you were to talk about themes of the men's tournament, it would be themes of the underdog upsetting the big teams. The number ones were gone, early number one seeds. You know, some of the top seeds and all kinds of topsy-turvy, upside-down kinds of, outcomes to various games. You wouldn't have picked it. You couldn't have picked it. Brackets busted all over the place this year. But in the end, it was still a major, quote-unquote, blue-blood team who, a major basketball institution. What was it, their fifth national championship? Or sixth?
Fifth or sixth.
And four anyway, in the last four decades, one in each decade.
There right? you go.
How about that?
I mean, that's a basketball program, huh? And their women's program is equally, right? Equally notable and powerful.
You know, I was just thinking about, you're right. San Diego State did beat out the big dogs, if you will, at the beginning of the tournament. I had forgotten they had beat out Alabama.
Yes.
Then they also beat out Florida Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And I think they were down in both of those games.
They were.
By,
quite a bit.
I don't know, 9 points, 10 points, whatever.
Yeah.
It went on to win both of those games. But last night, gosh, in the last 5 minutes.
So close. Yeah.
So close. They just couldn't. Yeah.
Couldn't get there.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, that's a tough assignment. We heard from Sean yesterday. He said, you know, if he were a betting man, you know, how can you bet against UConn? I mean, it's a great program, and they were the team.
Yeah.
They emerged as the team. They ran through the tournament, and they deserved to win. So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, in other news, guys, we all know how easy it is to subscribe to something these days. Those subscribe buttons are everywhere, whether it's a subscription box you have sent to your home, you pay for it, and it comes monthly, whether it's a gym membership, whether it's even just a subscription to a news publication, whatever it may be online. Really easy to subscribe, but not so easy to unsubscribe, right?
Absolutely.
That's a problem, and it's been a big problem. You know, it's hard to find the unsubscribe button sometimes, and when you do, you got to jump through hoops to make it work, or if you've taken out a gym membership, you got to call and wait on hold. As I said,
about when you start the free trial and you don't realize the free trial's done?
Oh, there's
the big
one.
And then you just you start getting charged for something. Yeah, very frustrating.
Right, because even though it's free, you have to enter your credit card up front.
That's right.
They're counting, they're sitting there in the back office counting, 12 more minutes till this guy starts paying.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep quiet, everybody.
And then there's nobody to get a hold of when you want to cancel.
That's exactly right. The customer service department these days is gone by the wayside. That's a thing of the past. Not easy to get to anybody any real human on the phone. At best, you're dealing with a bot. Maybe you're put onto a list or, you know, we'll get back to you kind of thing. But listen, we've had enough. One of the biggest complaints at the Federal Trade Commission is how difficult it is to unsubscribe. And so they announced just this past Thursday that they're proposing a click-to-cancel rule, which would force businesses to make it just as easy to sign off as it was to sign up. Now, that makes a lot of sense, huh?
Yeah.
Now, this isn't approved yet, but it sure makes a lot of sense.
Right, because, right now it is you either have to well, specifically with the gym, do the walk of shame into the gym to say you want to cancel your membership. Or
and
you
it's like,
have
oh,
to,
are you sure? Are you sure? Can we offer you?
Yeah, right? Let me upsell you. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh my God.
Or you have to, right, call on the phone to, you know, say you want to cancel a subscription. You have to send in some kind of email or letter. Okay, I'm all for the click to cancel, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a good rule. And as I said, the FTC gets this complaint a lot. They say that if this rule gets approved, it's going to mean no more of those in-person visits you talked about, no more walks of shame through the gym, no more upselling, no more the customer service department using your desire to cancel as a sales opportunity. Right. You know, no more of that. No more written letters having to be sent in or waiting on hold for hours to cancel.
But as a business, though, Jeff, is this going to, I mean, is this a negative thing for if I am the gym or if I am the, no. you know, company that's selling a product or a service? Is this going to be
an issue
for me?
Well, it could be lost revenue, but no business should be allowed to make money on people who don't want whatever it is they're delivering anymore. You know, if they want whatever it is you're delivering and you've earned it as a business, then people should pay for it and you're in business. But nobody should be put in the position of having to pay for something they don't want anymore. And so this is a good rule. Click to cancel. Let's see what happens with it. We'll follow it. And maybe better times ahead when it comes to wanting to get out of something you've gotten yourself into that you no longer want. Of course, you know, if it says you get a discount if you pay for a year, you certainly have to meet the contract obligations. We're all big boys and girls. And when we sign up for these things, we know what we're getting into, or at least we should. You have to read the fine print. But this is, as I say, this is a good rule. All right, listen, guys, maybe better times ahead when it comes to getting out of these things. Now, turning our attention to the Paul W. Show coming up. Ann Thomas, good morning. Standing by.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. And, you know, all eyes are on New York City. So we are going to be talking about that this morning.
Yes. I do want to throw in, I hate to talk right now because...
Right. We'd love to have you talk right now.
I punched the clock at 6. But anyway, this thing you were
talking
about.
Don't burn yourself out, Paul.
Yeah. I'm going to run out of everything. 5 to 9, I'll be speechless. But anyway.
You're never speechless.
Click to cancel thing you're talking about is an excellent, excellent idea.
Yes.
Because there are far too many companies who are stealing from the American public.
There you go. Yeah,
because they slip these things in. Mm-hmm. So you try something, free trial, give it a try, or buy one bottle and just see if you like it or not. And then all of a sudden, another bottle comes the next month, and the next month, and the next month, and the next month. And then when you get the paperwork, they don't put their name, a phone number, or address on any of the information they send you. So you have to do a tremendous amount of sleuthing.
That's
just
right.
To cancel it. That's how they make the money.
I think this may have happened to you, Doug.
Oh, it has happened to me.
You feel better, Paul? You feel better?
No, I'll feel better.
Worse.
I think Rocket has an app. I think Rocket Mortgage actually has an app now that you can use to get rid of all that stuff. All right, so don't mind me. I was up late watching basketball.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate it. Underscoring this important story we've brought to everybody on the pre-W show. Handing it off now to the Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.